This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Here with a thought experiment. You buy something somewhere, often with a credit card, increasingly online. How do you suppose your money gets from you to where it's going? There is, of course, a whole infrastructure set up to move those dollars around. It is known, not terribly cleverly, as payment processing. And it's where we begin today because we learned this morning a finance technology company called FIS is going to pay $43 billion to buy an e-commerce payment processor called Worldpay. You have never heard of those two companies, probably, but they know you and they know your money. And this deal is the latest move in a really busy year or so plus for mergers and acquisitions in the payments sector. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going.
A big part of the story is a race for scale. Rajesh Kandaswamy is with the research firm Gartner.
The larger you are able to cut costs. You know, you run large number of transactions on a common technology platform.
Brings your processing costs down.
If you have investment in, say, how do you manage security and fraud, that investment in technology, now as two companies consolidate, you can use the same technology.
There were a record 126 mergers and acquisitions last year in global payment processing, according to Dealogic. So far in 2019, there have already been 22. The more deals there are, the more deals there'll be.
When one company announces a large deal, then the other companies have to look around and see, how do we want to respond to that?
Colin Gillis with Chatham Road Partners, a hedge fund advisory firm.
It makes the remaining companies look around and say, what do I need to do to become competitive or to remain competitive?
But this is also about an industry that's still very much in transition. Paying with your phone or sending money to a friend with an app might not feel revolutionary anymore, but the transition to digital payments still has a long way to go, says David Francione. He runs the financial tech practice at Capstone Headwaters, an investment banking advisor.
A lot of corporations are still paying the old antiquated way using paper checks. It's only in the past few years where you've seen more and more payment being processed electronically.
He says e-commerce payments, while already massive, are still in the early innings. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.